As technology evolves and we become more reliant on the internet, the web presents a frontier of opportunity for mischief makers, criminals, and terrorists. Denise Van Buren is Vice President of Public Relations at Central Hudson, the utility that serves parts of Albany, Columbia, Dutchess, Greene, Orange, Putnam, Sullivan, and Ulster counties, which experienced a possible security breach back in February and immediately launched an investigation.
Hired external forensic computer experts and also brought in law enforcement officials to investigate the incident. And now, after several weeks of inquiries and really an exhaustive search by these internal forensic computer experts, we have come to the conclusion that we may never be able to determine whether or not any information, in fact, was ever exported from our system.
Van Buren says Central Hudson is providing all potentially impacted customers with a year of free credit monitoring. But not everyone who has been victimized by hackers is as lucky. Jim Hendler is head of the Computer Science Department at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
In the cyber world, the criminals right now tend to be ahead of the defenders, but that's changing rapidly.
For the present time, hackers have the ability to cause confusion and damage. Although they may be capable of accessing a municipal website or a system such as traffic control, Hendler says when such events occur, they don't last very long.
It really depends very much on so many factors, it's hard to give you a number. But what I would tell you is, given current technology, it would not be easy, but it wouldn't be impossible. On the other hand, it also wouldn't last very long. We're getting much better at detecting these things and fixing them.
Compared against cyber breaches involving hacking a utility, banking, or commerce website, Hendler says the ATM network is in a class of its own.
The first one is like robbing a liquor store. The second one, the ATM network, is like robbing Fort Knox. It's much harder.
Hendler notes we as a populace have to get smarter to avoid being fooled by hackers who may choose to invade trusted websites, such as those run by government and media.
Many years ago, when Orson Welles did War of the Worlds as a radio show, people panicked. Nowadays, when that sort of thing happens, people say, this is no big deal. Because we've learned how to tell reality from fiction in certain media. We need to get better at doing that online.
But would the average person be able to detect if a trusted site was hacked or compromised?
There were a lot of reports about the Boston Marathon that were real, but others that were fake. And people were doing a lot of, is this one real? Who do I call? How do I find out? So people are learning that you have to take what you see online and check it with things in the real world.
Hendler believes we will all learn to deal with this as the cost of living in a free society. Case in point, the National Public Radio website was hacked April 15th by an organization claiming support for Syrian President Bashar Assad's regime. After numerous emails back and forth with NPR, the network chose to answer requests for comment by email, admitting its website was compromised and that bogus news stories, quoting now, were distributed to and appeared on NPR member station websites. Several NPR Twitter accounts were also breached. NPR's full response appears on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.